The halacha is that in Eretz Yisrael, steht Yom Zayin Becheshvan, Matchilim Lehaskir Bakoshas Kshomim. This is the halacha. Chazal say we wait till the early regalim will come back after they came from the Beis Hamikdash, till the last people could go back home. And this is Zayin Becheshvan. When we hear Zayin Becheshvan, as I state, Matchilim, you start to ask for the rain. So, in Baruch Aleinu, that's the Nusach, in Baruch Aleinu, we say, V'sein Talu Motor Livrocho. In Chutz Loretz, the day that they were metaken to Davin and the Kshomim, it's 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. This is the time. The time is 60 days after Tkufas Tishrei. That it comes normally other than the 4th, other than the 5th of December. This is the Shaila. Normally it comes in the 4th. Sometimes it comes in the 5th. It's pretty totally in the Shaila how much days are in February, if it's 28 or 29. This is the Balei HaCheshbon. But the Derech Klal, most years it comes in the 4th of December. Then you start to say, V'sein Talu Motor in Chutz La'ar. Now this is Pashut, that a person that lives in Eretz Yisrael for a couple of years, even if he's a Ben Chutz La'aretz, he says like Eretz Yisrael, or a Ben Eretz Yisrael that moves to America for a couple of years, for sure he says like Chutz La'aretz. The Shaila is Alemol, the first Shaila, and a Ben Chutz La'aretz that comes to Eretz Yisrael, came to learn in Yeshiva. From when he has to say, he was saying Talumoto. So there's a lot of shittas. But let me again say that. The Mishneh Berurah in Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Sif Kotten Hei, the Mishneh Berurah says that say, Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz l'oretz, oi lehefech, im daito ilachzor b'toich shono, if daito ilachzor b'toich shono, shoyel ki mekoimoi. אם דייטוי אחר השונו, שויל כמוקם שהוא שם. So when you read this Mishneh Berurah, it's mashma. If you plan to stay a year in Eretz Yisrael, you're saying Baruch Aleinu. If not, you just don't say V'sein Talu Moto. He brings down a Birkei Yosef. It says no. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you say V'sein Talu Moto. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, you don't say. So it's two shittas. One shitta is, if you're planning to stay a year in Eretz Yisrael, then you say V'sein Talu Moto. If you're not planning to stay a year, you don't say V'sein Talu Moto. And the Birkei Yosef says, you have to say V'sein Talu Moto. So if you're the second shita, you have to say V'sein Talu Moto. If you're the first shita, a bochur that comes only for one's man, L'chura doesn't have to say. L'maise, achroas apoiskim was, because it's a shaila. So achroas apoiskim is like this. It's two kinds of poiskim. We'll say first what is the ikar aloche, and then we'll go a bit more. Be'ikar for Ashkenazim. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says like this. So Shlomo Zalman, a year doesn't mean a year. If a bocher is planning to stay in Eretz Yisrael till the 4th of December, he says V'sein Talu Moto and Baruch Aleinu. If he forgot to say, he davens again. Lama Zayin Ma'ariv today, he didn't know it yet. So when he finishes the shir, he has to daven Ma'ariv again. As they pass him Shlomo Zalman Ayom. If he's planning to go back after the 4th of December, Rav Scheinberg holds Nishtazei. He holds that Valetz is Suffolk in the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah is Mashma Nishtazei. He says to say in Shemea Tefillah, again, a bocher that is not planning to go back before the 4th of December, to say in Shemea Tefillah, V'sein Talu Moto Livrocha Lebnei Eretz Yisrael. Aber, we pass the link of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that's the Achrosh in Iskablo, Beklal Yisrael, Shlomo Zalman and Mur Gdoilim, that if you're planning to stay here till the 4th of December, you have to say V'sein Talu Moto and Baruch Aleinu. What if you're planning to go back before the 4th of December? So then you say in Shema Tefillah. Because the Birkei Yosef says to say, Shnebuah says not to say, we say Misafik in Shema Tefillah. What would it be if you forgot to say in Shema Tefillah? You don't have to repeat. Because Be'etam it's a machlekes Mishnebuah v'Birkei Yosef. So Mele Misafik, you don't have to repeat. Now a lot of Bochim ask, they're planning to stay, Baruch Hashem, the good Bochim, they're planning to stay till the end of this month. But next week they have a chasen of the brother, they have to go back for 2 days. So, Lemaise, the Shmir Shabbos Achroa is that you say in Baruch Aleinu, when you get to Chutzlos for the chasen, you say in Shema Aleinu, and when you come back, you say again in Baruch Aleinu. Now, a person that is planning to go back before the 4th of December, so we said he doesn't say in Baruch Aleinu, he says in Shema Aleinu. Mi'ikar Adin, he could be a Shliach Tzibur. Even though we pass him that he doesn't say in Baruch Aleinu, he says in Shema Aleinu, he could be a Shliach Tzibur. And when B'chazoros, and B'lachash, he will say in Shema Aleinu. And the Tfilas Chazoros Hashatz, he will say in Baruch Aleinu, because he does it for the Tzibur. Some people are machmir. Now, what happens, Fakert? A Ben Eretz Yisrael that had to go to a trip to Chutz La'aretz. So the psak is, if he started already to say Baruch Aleinu, B'sein Talumato, the Moshe Tamar, he has to fly, he carries on saying Baruch Aleinu. If he didn't start, the Hainu, he went to Chutz La'aretz for Viyontif, and he got stuck there till, and he's coming back tomorrow. So in Chutz La'aretz, in Zayin Cheshvan already, he has to say in Shema Tefillah. So this is the halacha. So Nochamo. So a Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to Chutz La'aretz, a Ben Eretz Yisrael that is in Chutz La'aretz, so he starts to say V'sein Talumotor in Zayin Cheshvan in Shema Tefillah. This was last year, a whole mice with Rav Shteyman, because he went to collect money. So he left before Zayin Cheshvan. And he was in America collecting for, you know, for the yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. Zayin Cheshvan went for Chizuk Derech. But, I'm saying, Nishke for collect money. I'm taking back my words. And it was a shayla, the whole Pamari, wanted to start to say V'sein Talumoto. So the psak was to start to say in Zayin Cheshvan and Shema Tefillah. So the Lombim, Miyad and Panovich had a shayla what to do. We say like this. In Chutz La'aretz, the time to say V'sein Talumoto is the fourth of December. But if you are Ben Eretz Yisrael, you're in Chutz La'aretz, you start in Zayin Cheshvan. When you start? In Mincha Vav Cheshvan or by night of Zayin Cheshvan? Because when in America, when you dive in Mincha Vav Cheshvan and Eretz Yisrael, they start to say V'sein Talumoto. Lefi America, anyway, it's not the time. Zayin Cheshvan is also not the time. So why are you saying? Because in Eretz Yisrael, they're saying. If you're saying because of Eretz Yisrael, you could start to say already in Mincha. Like the halacha is lemoshel, in the winter, I'll bring you a raya. In the winter, you don't say V'sein Talum, you don't, and I'm sorry, in the summer, you're not allowed to ask for Kshomi. So after the chazan says Tal, you're not allowed to say Mashi V'ruach. The halacha is, even if you got a plate and the chazan already said Tal, even if you didn't daven shachis, you can't say Mashi V'ruach anymore. Because the tzibur already said Tal. So here the tzibur and the tzisrol already are asking for rain. Yeah, but more mistaber nisht does it. More mistaber nisht does it. But the Lomdim had weiter a little shtickle shayle. What happens in Australia? I know someone from Yisrael is in Australia now. So we told him in Zayin Cheshvan he has to start to say V'sein Talumoto. But in Eretz Yisrael it's Vav Cheshvan yet. Australia is ahead. I don't know. So in Australia Zayin Cheshvan was before here. So he's asking for rain before we want the rain in Eretz Yisrael. It could rain on the Ol Chidrochim. You know, they're coming back from Beis Hamikdash. They didn't come home yet. And he's saying V'sein Talumoto. He wants it to rain in Eretz Yisrael. I think I feel a hochi. But I'm saying, it's a mokum to my area, what was I with Australia? Okay, so now that we know the halacha, that lemaisa everyone, most of the choshev bochim that are planning to stay till the 4th of December, they have to say v'sein talumotar and baruch aleinu, and if they forget, the halacha is they have to daven again. So what is the halacha? If a person didn't say v'sein talumotar and baruch aleinu, the halacha is he has to be choizah the tefillah. What if a person is not sure if he said or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's a chazakah that he said like he was used to saying, and b'meila he has to repeat and he has to be chayzer the tefillah. Mishnah Berurah brings down the eitzah. The person will say 90, this is very negiah to the Americans. The person will say 90 times, v'sein talumot, v'eskol mineis v'oso letoivo, v'sein talumot or livrocha, 90 times. The halacha is like this. If a person forgot, he has to be choizer. If he's misupik, if he forgot, he has to be choizer because mistame didn't say. Till 30 days. After 30 days, we say he got used to. Why he got used to? Because in every 30 days are 90 tefillahs. Akasha, Michabes, as I state. There are 90 tefillahs, and b'meile after 90 times, a person gets used to. Zog the tur b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz. So you don't have to wait for 30 days. If you will say 90 times, v'sein talu motor livrocho al pnei adoma, v'eskol minei svuoso letoivo, v'sein talu motor livrocho, so maybe you got used to it. So if you have a suffix, you don't have to repeat. Shulchan Shlomo says you have to say, v'eskol minei svuoso letoivo, v'sein talu motor livrocho al pnei adoma. Say some words before and some words after it. V'eskol minei svuoso letoivo, v'sein talu motor livrocho al pnei adoma. V'eskol minei svuoso letoivo, v'sein talu motor livrocho al pnei adoma. Say 90 times. Shlomo Zalman said that it's very important for the Americans to do it. Not because they forget much more. There's also a reason. The reason is, he says, because Lemaise, he was machriya to say in Baruch Aleinu. And why we have to listen to Shlomo Zalman? First, Shlomo Zalman. I want to explain. Because Shlomo Zalman explained that even if he's wrong, he's right. The Hainu, even if al-pi alocha, you don't have to say the same talumotor now, state in Te'ilo le-David, that in the summer, if you say the same talumotor, you have to repeat the davening. But when you're in Eretz Yisrael and you say the same talumotor, even if you pass in like the shittas that you don't have to say the same talumotor, but the Eved, you don't have to be choizet. This is the reason Shlomo Zalman said, to say in Baruch Aleinu, first because he holds you have to, and even if he holds that, even if he's wrong, lemais, if you do like him, you don't lose. This is the reason the Achra was niskabel to say in Baruch Aleinu. Now, okay, so every good Bachur tries to say in Baruch Aleinu. But if you forgot to say in Baruch Aleinu, so Shlomo Zalman says you have to repeat the tefillah. Aber Rav Scheinberg hat nicht das. Shtebuah bring two shittas. So, okay, was can we tell? We have to be saying Rav Shlomo Zalman and we say it. Aber say, Ashayim von Avroch ala vatole. Mele, if a Bachur miyad will say 90 times, the Mele, if he has a suffix, if he said or not, a big number of fakers. So why to go into a shayla, a normal person, if he forgot? No, forgot. Shayla, like a tchila, not to forget. The halacha is, he has to repeat. So he repeats. Nish b'seidah, nish b'seidah. But a chutzah ha'otzdike, if he doesn't say 90 times and he forgets, a gate into a ganza balagai. So the sach besa that every chutzah ha'otz will say 90 times, ve'es kol minei svoosu le'toivo, ve'sei talumoto livrocha al pnei ha'adomo, and b'meile, he will not have to be choiz. So now that we know the halacha, let me get a shtikla trop weiter. We know the halacha is that you have to say the same talumotor and baruch aleinu. If you forgot to say in baruch aleinu, so at first we go the halacha is klo. You say the kol minei svolet the same talumotor livrocha al pnei adoma. You forgot to say it, and you're holding in the middle of baruch aleinu yet. So you say the same talumotor livrocha al pnei adoma. And you finish from there. You finish the bracha Baruch Aleinu, but you didn't start yet Tka B'Shoifo. So you say before Tka B'Shoifo, V'Sein Talumoto Livrocha Al Pnei Adoma. You forgot to say there. So you go weiter till you get to Shema Kuleinu. Before Kiyato Shemea, you say V'Sein Talumoto Livrocha, it's the Loshen HaKitzu, Shem Zaman says, Al Pnei Adoma. So you say, V'sein talumoto, before kiyato, shemea tefilo, you say, V'sein talumoto livrocho, al pnei adomo. You forgot to say it even there. And you went weiter. and you get to Baruch Ato Hashem. So you say, Lamdeinu Chokecho, V'sein Talamoto Livrocha Apnei Adomo, Ki Ato Shemei Atfila. You said, Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei Atfila, you say, Dear, V'sein Talamoto Livrocha Apnei Adomo. You forgot to say, Dear, and you said in Ritzei, you remember in Ritzei, you can't go back to Shema Kuleinu, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. You forget in Baruch Aleinu, you could travel to Shema Kuleinu. You skipped in Shema Kuleinu, you got to Ritzei, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. You didn't say in Ritzei, and you got till the end of davening. If you got after Yehil Rotz and Imrei Fi, the second one, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. I think this halach is every kid knows. So, nochmal, if you forgot in Baruch Aleinu, you say in Shema Kuleinu. Forgot in Shema Kuleinu, back to Baruch Aleinu. You didn't say also in Shema Kuleinu, also in Ritzei, you got you end the davening, you have to go back to the beginning. Das ist der halach. So, now I want to come into the Shaila that Be'etzem was all of the Gdele Ador, the last couple of years, were busy with this Shaila. I remember going to ask Rosh Hashanah this Shaila. A person, David Shmonesre, he said Baruch Aleinu, he forgot to say the same Talumato. Say that. He was planning, he was saying Shema Kaleinu. He carried on traveling to Shema Kaleinu. He got to Shema Kaleinu, he forgot. Remember in the middle of Ritzei? They told him to go back to Baruch Aleinu. He went back to Baruch Aleinu. He forgot again. Now he's holding a Tka B'Shoifor. Oh, in the middle of Tka B'Shoifor, he remembers, I didn't say the same Talumoto. What to do now? I'll be Mazbo the Tzdodim. Again, he forgot in Baruch Aleinu. They told him to say in Shema Aleinu. He forgot in Shema Aleinu. They put him back in Baruch Aleinu. He got back to Baruch Aleinu. He forgot again. He's only in the middle of Tka B'Shoifor Godel. So, Diane Weiss was the first one that was Moir the Shaila. It was from Avraham Genachowski. It's three options what he could do. I don't know how Masbe what. One option is to carry on traveling till Shema Kuleinu, to say Tka B'Shoifor, Ala Tzadikim, Ala Chasidim, bid Shema Kuleinu, and to say it again in Shema Kuleinu. The other option is to go back to Baruch Aleinu. And the third option is to jump to Shema Kuleinu. Now we'll explain. The halacha is, if you forgot in Baruch Aleinu, you say it in Shema Kuleinu. You forgot in Shema Kuleinu, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. This person forgot in Baruch Aleinu, he was planning to say in Shema Kuleinu. He got to Shema Kuleinu, he forgot. So we tell people, if you forgot in Shema Kuleinu, there's no back into Shema Kuleinu. Shema Kuleinu doesn't receive. You have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Now he went back to Baruch Aleinu and he forgot again. He's holding now in Tka B'Shoifor. Now what is his purpose to carry on saying Tka B'Shoifor Godel Lecheruseinu Ala Tzadikim? He said it already. He already got to Shema Kuleinu already. They told him to go back to Baruch Aleinu. So what is going now to Shema Kuleinu? If he's carrying davening till Shema Kuleinu, he could skip straight to Shema Kuleinu and say it in Shema Kuleinu. We told him he can't go back to Shema Kuleinu. We told him he has to go back to Baruch Aleinu. If he has to go back to Baruch Aleinu, so what is the point now that he will carry davening be Shema Kuleinu? So either tell him to go back to Baruch Aleinu, or tell him to skip to Shema Kuleinu, aber zu sagen, noch einmal tka b'shoifor ala tzadikim. For what? He said it already. He has everything ordered up till Shema Kuleinu. He has only given to say. They told him go back to Baruch Aleinu. He went to Baruch Aleinu. He forgot to say it in Baruch Aleinu. So what is the purpose to go now and say Tka B'Shoifor, Hashiveinu, Lamarshinim, Al Tzadikim, Yerushalayim, till Shema Kuleinu, the same Talumoto. There's no purpose. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me, so first, you know, he told me, you're sure that it happened? I told him, the guy's outside, he's waiting for the answer, he's in the middle of davening. So he was asking to answer. So he said, to carry on davening again, Al Tzadikim, Al Yerushalayim, Til Shema Kuleinu, and to say it in Shema Kuleinu. As I said, So I want a shtickle to masbu this inyan, and we'll see a shtickle nafkeminis that are in a gea lemaisa. Tesis in the beginning of Perek Tfilas HaShachar is mistapek. What would be in Rosh Chodesh? It's Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Yale V'Yovek. A person forgot to say Yale V'Yovek. So the halacha is, he has to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. Was Rosh Chodesh Minche, this person forgot to daven Yale V'Yovek. He forgot to say Yale V'Yovek. So we tell him, daven Minche again. But already it's too late. He remembered that he didn't say Yale V'Yovek by night. So normally if a person didn't daven Minche, he davens two Ma'arivs. Zakta Yisves, but what it will help that he will daven two Ma'arivs? He really anyway didn't say Yale V'Yovek. And in Ma'ariv he's also not going to say Yale V'Yovek. So there's no purpose for him to daven two Ma'arivs. Bishneim, if he davens another Mincha, he will say Yale V'Yovek. But now that he didn't daven another Mincha, he will daven another Yale V'Yovek, another Ma'ariv. And the Ma'ariv, he doesn't have a Yale V'Yovek. So there's no purpose for him to daven now Yale Ma'ariv, two Ma'arivs. As is Octasmus. Aval Rav Alpha Spiresh, Kevon Shetiknu Leimar Yale V'Yovek, Veloy Omar Yale V'Yovek B'Mincha, Yispalel Ma'ariv Shtayim. Aval Pishelo Yashlim Yale V'Yovek. So we have a machlekes. The first sheet in Tesis says, that if you didn't daven Yale V'Yovek in Mincha and you forgot, don't daven Shtei Ma'ariv. Because anyway you will not say Yale V'Yovek. And Rav Alpha says, daven two Ma'arivs. What is the machlekes? Zog the famous stipler. Posh the machlekes. The first shita holds, at Shmonesre on Yale V'Yovek is Shmonesre. The reason you have to daven again, because you're missing a Yale V'Yovek. This is the problem, you can't give Hashem Yale V'Yovek Yalei. You have to wrap it with a Shmonesre. So you daven again Shmonesre to wrap the Yale V'Yovek. But Be'etzem, you have a Shmonesre already. B'meile, by night, there's no point to daven again. Shmonesre, you daven. You're missing Yale V'Yovek. You're not fixing the Yale V'Yovek. The second sheet holds, when you didn't say Yale V'Yovek, it's considered you never daven Bichlal. Meile, while it's considered you never daven, so Meile, you have to daven now two Ma'arivs to be Mashlim, Ki'ilu you daven. So these are the two shittas. The first shittas said if you didn't say Yale V'Yovek, you say Eizishkin Tfile Bichla. See, Eiz that Tfile. You're just missing Yale V'Yovek. If you're just missing Yale V'Yovek, there's no point to daven by night twice. But the second shittah of Alpha holds, when you didn't say Yale V'Yovek, you say Eizishkin G'daven. The same thing, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky had a suffix, it's very nagia l'maise. Shabbos Yontif. Shabbos Yontif, Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. You have to say Ritzei and you have to say Yale V'Yovek. A person benched, he said Ritzei, he forgot to say Yale V'Yovek. It's the bench again. Second time he said Yale V'Yovek, he forgot to say Ritzei. Is the point to bench the third time now or not? So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, it's telling him these two shittas. If the pshat on Ritzei is nishkin birkes amazon, the first one is garnished. On Yale V'Yovek it's garnished, the second one is garnished. Bench the third time. But if the first benching is a good benching, Felta Ratzei, say that, but he has a Yale V'Yovek. Second one is a good benching, Felta Yale V'Yovek, but Ratzei, yeah, there's no point to bench again. So La Loche. Zog Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. The first benching is a good benching, just missing Yale V'Yovek. Second benching is a good benching, missing Ratzei. But he has both together, there's no point to bench. But if we say, Ona Ratzei, Ona Yale V'Yovek, it's a Nishkin benching, has to bench a third time. Zog Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, La Loche. Shulchan Aruch says, what happens to Halacha L'maisa if a person forgot to say Yale V'Yovek in Mincha? What do you do L'maisa? Rosh Chodesh, you forgot Yale V'Yovek in Mincha, and now it's night. Zog the Mishneh Berurah, because it's a Sofek Machlekes HaPoskim, you daven by night, and you make a T'nai of a Nedava. It's a Sofek, so you make a T'nai of a Nedava. You make a T'nai of a Nedava. And Ritzei, in Birkas HaMazon, you can't make a T'nai in a Nedava. Only if it's a suffix, if you ochal kedei svia, it's a suffix that rises, you have to bench again. So this is the achroa. If you bench, if you ochal kedei svia, zok dem Shmuel, you bench again because it's a suffix that rises. If you're not ochal kedei svia, you don't bench again. And in Shmonesra, the aloch is, you daven meiriv again, but you're making a double. Where's the nafkamin al aloch al maise? If a person forgot yalav yovig in Erev Shabbos, mincha Erev Shabbos, and remembered by night, we don't daven again Ma'ariv twice, because it's machlekes harishonim if it's considered a mincha or not. So normally in a weekday the achroa is to make an adava. Shabbos you can't make an adava. So maybe the achroa is if a person forgot Yalav Yovoi Rosh Chodesh Erev Shabbos noch mincha and remembered by night, he doesn't daven twice. Are they passing to? We'll see in a second, maybe the rhymes. So we're going back to Boruch Oleinu. If you forgot to say the same Talmud Motor in Boruch Oleinu, and you went till Shmak Oleinu, and you forgot again, and you got there at say, so they moved you back to Boruch Oleinu, and you forgot again. Zogim Shemazalman, so now carry on davening till Shmak Aleinu. Why? Zogim Shemazalman, because we look at it, Kiilu, the first Boruch Aleinu is raised. Kiilu, you're recording. You got the Ratzai, it didn't work, you raised it back. The Lashem of Shemazalman is given the Helshte Falfal, and Kiilu, you're traveling again. Lechu, this is only good if we say that when a person doesn't say the same Talumoto, si heizish gedavent. But if si heiz gedavent, just he's missing the same talumoto, and we told him that after Ritzei, he can go back to Shmak Aleinu. He has to go back to Boruch Aleinu. So Lechura, if he missed again, he would have to go back to Boruch Aleinu. So here Be'etzem, we have to come to Reb Chaim and Stenzel. Reb Chaim and Stenzel, Maseches Broches. Reb Chaim Paskin Zaloche, it's a big machlekes, Reb Chaim Brisker with the Poiskim. What a beat La'aloche. Tomorrow, Friday, a bocher forgot to say the same talumotor and mincha. He remembered by night that he forgot to say the same talumotor and mincha. He davens two ma'arivs a night. Aloch el ma'ase. Tomorrow, Friday afternoon, he forgot to say the same talumotor and mincha. He will daven two ma'arivs a night. Zogt Reb Chaim in Stenzel, nirali sheispalel ma'ariv shtayim. Even though we said if someone forgets Yalev Yovoi and Mincha Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't daven Ma'ariv Shtayim and Motzi Shabbos, because it's totally in the Chakire. If at Yalev Yovoi, you're missing the Yalev Yovoi, or you're missing the whole Shmon Esre. And here in Boruch Oleinu is the same problem. Because Leil Shabbos, you will not say the same Talumoto. If a person misses the same Talumoto, it's Kilo, he didn't daven. So if a person forgot the same Talumoto on Friday afternoon, we tell him, Herzach Ein, daven Ma'ariv twice. Ay, ben Ma'ariv and Moshabes, you will not say the same Talumoto, but it's Kiilu, you never daven Mincha. But if when a person misses out the same Talumoto, it's not Kiilu, he never daven. He daven. He's just missing the same Talumoto. So there's no point for him to daven Ma'ariv twice. He will anyway not say the same Talumoto by night. Zog Reb Chaim and Stenzel, nearly, that if a person didn't say V'sein Talumotor in Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Mincha, he davens Ma'ariv Shtayim. The Talumotor Miseder Atfilu V'kol Sheloi Omar V'sein Talumotor U'meshanem Imadbea Shetobu Chachom Imebroches Ma She'en Ken Yale V'yovo Yaskori V'lo Yave Kilo Yispalel. רק שחייב להספל על שתיים כדי להזכיר היה לוי יובוי. ולוכן בלילה שלא יזכיר היה לוי יובוי, לא יספל על שתיים. מה שאין כן בסיית הלומות הזאת רב חיים, את דוסיס חלק מנוסח התפילה. אין ולץ חלק מנוסח התפילה, ספרס מפגד בסיית הלומות הזאת רב שעה בזאת רב חיים, כאילו לא יספל על כלל, אני אעשת דעה במערב שתיים. The world brings a ray for it, from the ספרדשה, and some Nusach Sfarad, I think Chabad, and I think Boston. The Sfaradish and some of the Nusach Sidim, in the winter they have one Boruch Oleinu, And in the summer they have a different Baruch Aleinu. One they call Borcheinu and one Baruch Aleinu. Why in Rosh Chodesh they don't have a different Ratzei? We have a Chveis Be'arim, you know, V'se'erav, we have a Chutz La'aretz, a Shtikl. But why we don't have a different Ratzei? The Torah says, the Ratzei is the Zelber Ratzei, it's Askora. V'se'in the Lomoto, this is Chelik from the Matbea Abroche. But it's Mavisha, Mavisha Andere Sot Matbea. This is Borcheinu, this is Baruch Aleinu. It's like a two different Matbeas. Ashkenazi make it short, they put a word inside. But it's a andere Matbea. Men is a Reb Chaim, if a person didn't say V'se'in the Lomoto and Mincha, and the Reb Shabbos daven Ma'ariv twice. Because Bichlal, you don't have a tefillah. So you have to know, even the Reb Chaim Paskin does it, in the Mogen Avrom, it's mashma that he's medame in Simen Kufches, Yale ve'yobay to v'sein talumotor, and also the Mishne Brure. La'aloch ele maise, in the Sefer Tehilo le'dovid, he's nistapek, and the Har Tzvi, he Paskin, is like Yale ve'yobay not to daven twice. Reb Chaim Noe said not to daven Ma'ariv twice. Kafachaim said not to daven, and also Solyanke Fisher printed a maimer in Sefer Yeshurun, and Simon Topsh and Shnas Topshin and Zion, he brings a raya fakel, the Saint Alamotor is for sure a score, fakel for Reb Chaim. So Lemaisef, I don't know what a person has to do, Lemaisef, a Bocher Taki Chas V'Sholem, will forget in Mincha to say tomorrow, the Saint Alamotor will come Ma'ariv by night. He has a machlekes Reb Chaim Briska with Reb Sinyanke Fisher if to daven Ma'ariv twice or not. So not the reason, Taki, that it's Kedai to say 90 times with Saint Alamoto, saying, if not, ready Lel Shabbos tomorrow, could be a big shy of Ostaton. But L'chu la'alochem, L'chveish b'zog merag, but la'alochem that Zeyah Zeyvi the Poiskim Pashtas. But Reb Chaim Zog. The same shaila, that's all right. You think it's not, I'll tell you, not like a team, sir. Zog the Pesach Tzvi Frank, the Rav of Yerushalayim. What happens? Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Baal Tashem Rosh Chodesh Kislev, yeah? Another 20 days. Rosh Chodesh Kislev. As before 30 days from Zayin Cheshvin. 30 days from Zayin Cheshvin, Bederech Klal happened in Zayin Kislev. Or the Ches, it's not. But Rosh Chodesh Kislev, someone didn't say the same Talumoto. But he said Yalevi Yavoy. He davened again. He said the same Talumoto. He forgot Yalevi Yavoy. He has to daven now for the third time or not. Zal B'Shayl. If it's a Chaschosim on the Nusach, so the first davening is not a davening, the second davening is not a davening, has to daven again. If it's only a Askore, okay, so it's not such a problem. He could make an Adova. He could make an Adova. So the Shaila is, okay, the Chkira is very clear, I think. It's not even the Chkira we put down very clear. So what to do L'maisa? What to do L'maisa? Shabbos Yalevi Yovoy, a person forgot once Yalevi Yovoy, the second time he forgot Ritzei. He wants to know if the bench the third time or no. Tell him if Shmuel Razovsky was mistapik. A frak is on the table, to bench again or not? I'm saying Rabboni Mamor. To bench or not? He wants to know. He's holding Baruch Aleinu. He got the Shmak Aleinu, he skipped, he went back to Baruch Aleinu, happens to come out to everyone, and the second time he forgets again, he wants to know what to do L'maisa, to go weiter or not. So I want to say a big Yesoid. The Yesoid of Dvorim, I understand in the Shtikl for Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. But the Yesoid is Muchach and the Levush Esrat. The Yesoid is Muchach and the Levush Esrat. The Levush Esrat brings down a halacha, an interesante halacha. What would be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? That's a kind of good. We know, everyone knows the halacha that in Rosh Chodesh, if you forget the Alevi Yavo in Birkas Hamazon, you don't have to repeat, right? Before we spoke Shabbos Yontif. In Yontif, you have to repeat. Rosh Chodesh, because you're not mechuyav to wash your hands. So if someone forgets the Alevi Yavo in Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to daven bench again. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, person said Yalevi Yavoy, and he forgot to say Ratzei. So he has to bench again. The second time that he's benching, he has to say Yalevi Yavar or not? He already said Yalevi Yavar. He said it already. He has a Yalevi Yavar already. So maybe the second time he didn't have to say Yalevi Yavar. Zog de Levush Esrad, say Yalevi Yavar the second time. Every time that you bench in Rosh Chodesh, you say Yalevi Yavar. So even if you said Yalevi Yavar again, you could say again. You see, good the Lashon of the Levush Esrad explains like this. He says, why? Because the Pshat is as it. That's a hand, very good. Maybe I'll say the Yesod first, and then we'll understand the Klal. A person daven mincha, and he forgot to say Yalevi Yavar. So we tell him, daven again. Daven again. So we elach kira, why he has to daven again? Because it's not a davening, because Mishanim Matbea, or that the davening is a good davening. He's missing a Yalevi Yavar. He's missing a Yalevi Yavar. Bench again. You forgot to say bench again. It's not a benching, or it is a benching. Just we need a retzei, and we can't give a retzei without a benching, so we're repeating the benching. And this was the nefkemina. He benched once without retzei, second time he benched without Yalevi Yavar, but he has one benching with retzei, one benching with Yalevi Yavar. If it's only missing the retzei and the Yavar, he's not missing nothing. But if a benching that is missing is not a benching, he has to bench the third time. Zogdi Levush Esrad Azeh. A person can bench stam because he's missing a retzei, so he's wrapping it with another benching. The pshat is Azeh. A person that benched and forgot retzei. We have two tzedodim. One side that's not a benching. One side that is a benching, just he's missing retzei. But when he's benching again, the only way that he could bench again is that Chazal mevatel the first chiyuv benching, and now it's chalam him a new chiyuv benching. And in the new chiyuv benching, he has to do everything in the new chiyuv benching. He's doing it because he's missing a retzei. He's doing it because he's missing a Yalevi Yavar. But when he's benching the second time, the first benching is ice. A person can't have two benchings and one eating. B'meile avado and avado. If he benched and forgot retzei, and he said Yalevi Yavar. And the second time he said Yalevi Yavar and he forgot retzei, avado la halacha, he will bench a third time. Because the second benching raises the first one. You can't have two benching. Same thing in davening in Baruch Oleinu. Could be if a person forgets the Saint Alumoto, Lel Shabbos, he doesn't have to daven again. Because he has a davening, he's only missing the Saint Alumoto. Although when a person is in the middle of davening and they told him to go back, so what would be the matziv? He will have a shmonesra til shmakuleinu, and now he just adds more brachas. He finishes with 26 brachas. When they tell him to go back to Baruch Oleinu, the only way he could go back to Baruch Oleinu is that he raises the first brachas. The man is Zogim Shemazal, and while we look at it, Kilu, he raises the first brachas. So the first brachas are command the lesser. So it's Kilu is holding in Baruch Oleinu, and a person that forgets in Baruch Oleinu carries on Bishmak Oleinu. When I say, I gefragt Rav Osner, Bar Povarsky, Rav Shmuel Shabbos, Bar Meshua, Avdei Masach, and everyone was masking Lemaise, that, I'm saying, some Rabbonim, Rav Meir Shmulevitz, Harta Shtark, Nishtazeh, aber Lemaise, the advice was nistapek, Lemaise, the achroa is that if you said Baruch Oleinu, and you got to Shmak Oleinu, and you forgot there also, and you went back to Baruch Oleinu, and you forgot again, and you're holding it Kaveh Shofar, to carry on Biz Baruch Oleinu. I sent a letter to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he answered me, the Nusach is given, Eneni Poisek Alocha Lemaise, Yifrat Birushalayim, Geitzer Reb Eliashiv. I went to Reb Eliashiv, but I don't have a clue of psak yet. Now, it's called, what? Yontif, yeah. Right. So this is the reason, this is what I'm saying. So he's raising the first benching.
It should be a hefsek.
Hefsek to who?
Hefsek in the benching.
No, the first benching is one benching, now second benching. Why is there hefsek? He's benching a whole new benching. He's mashlim a ritzei, but not in that benching, in the new benching. What?
If he's only coming back to be
a second, then he'll be over there. Right, so we say that he's raised. So it's not a raya because this the Levush Yisrael said every benching could have a Yalav Yovel in Yontif. This is what Levush Yisrael answered. That every benching could have a Yalav Yovel. Now, there's a lot of nafkeminas that we could be making with this Chakira. The marshal, I got a phone call yesterday. 11:30 by night, someone called me, I forgot the same Talumoto. I've been chutzlot, but he knows the psak of Shlomo Zalman that he have to say. And he forgot. I told him he had to daven again. So he asked me if he has to go to shul, to daven. No mubacher, doesn't daven be yechidus. He wants to know, when he's dressed in pajamas, he wants to know if he has to go to shul. So I told him no. Because he could be samech on the tzad. He always said it's not so poshut. But he could be saying on the tzad that Be'etzem he has a davening. He's only missing of the same talumoto. So his davening should give in the tzibu. For the second time that he's only mashlim of the same talumoto, it doesn't have to be the tzibu. Even if it's considered racing the first tefillah, in tefillah pashtus it doesn't race. Because in tefillah alevai shispal odom nadova kol ayoyim. So he has already a tefillah b'tzibu. Now, there's another shaila. In benching, it's not shaykh, but here if I count, the first tefillah is a tefillah. It's the same thing in Yalav Yovel. A lot of times it might happen. A person, you know, finishes the middle of Chazal the shot, he hears the shot, says Yalav Yovel, remembers he never said Yalav Yovel. So he chav tacharayim nochamol. Where's the tefillah b'tzibu? Tell us the tefillah b'tzibu, he had the first tefillah. He has a tefillah already. He's missing Yalav Yovel. The Yalav Yovel doesn't have to be b'tzibu. In benching, we say it has to be raised. But in tefillah, if I count, the first tefillah is a good tefillah. The same shayla could be a shayla la'aloch le'maisa. A person, and like we never came to achroa brura in this, even if it could happen a lot of times le'maisa. The aloch is, if someone in a mistaken Shabbos davens tefillah schoil. Some people, they daven in Shabbos, and a mistake, they start to daven tefillah schoil. Some people remember in slachlonu. If I shouldn't have places, people remember, it's like a tefillah schoil. So the halacha is, you finish the bracha, and then you go to tefillah Shabbos. Because be'etzem, me'ikar adin, you could daven tefillah schoil b'Shabbos. Just Chazal didn't want to be matriach you. So you have to finish the bracha. Even if you start atochoinen, you have to finish the whole bracha. Now, what happens to a person? He davens tefillah schoil. Got the Shema Kaleinu. Oh, it's Shabbos. So the Alochi Miyad says Shabbos. And he finishes the tefillah. He makes Oyster Sholem, he remembers he never said the same Talumoto. He has to daven again or not. And Shabbos, we don't need the same Talumoto. Oh, but if it's Meshalim in Matbeah Shetobu Chachomim, does it Nishkin tefillah? If it's Shabbos missing the same Talumoto, and Shabbos, we don't need the same Talumoto. If it's Meshalem and Matbeah, I think the Kafachayim is mistapik in it somewhere. But this is a halbetzor. You could go to ask the Rav what to do. A lot of times, it's worse. A person is holding in Shabbos. He davened tefillas choyl. He got it tka b'shoifo. Says, tka b'shoifo godelech Yerusainu. And he remembers it Shabbos. So he knows, they tell him to finish the Tka B'Shoifo. But he remembers in the Baruch Aleinu, he didn't say the same Talumoto. So what to do now? He's holding in Tka B'Shoifo on Shabbos, he remembers the Shabbos, and he remembers he didn't say the same Talumoto. Try to think what he could do. Manavshach. To finish the Bracha, one second, I'm stuck in Baruch Aleinu. So normally they tell me in Baruch Aleinu, do it in Shema Kaleinu. He's never planning to get to Shema Kaleinu. He's planning to switch to Shabbos. So maybe he will go back to Baruch Aleinu. If he's going back to Baruch Aleinu, if he would remember before Baruch Aleinu, he will switch to Shabbos there. So maybe he could say, forget about Baruch Aleinu. Meshalim imatbeah, ki'ilu I never said Baruch Aleinu. I'm holding it before Tka B'Shoifo. I'm holding in Baruch Aleinu. I will switch to Shabbos right away. Or no? Maybe he has to finish the Kabbalah Shofar. Say the same Talumot or dear. So if it happens, I don't know Lemaisa what to do. What? The whole tefillah began bottle mevut. The brachas levatola. It's a big shadow. What I'm saying, the best thing is to be makbid not to happen. But I'm saying it's taken ish klo vos tuton. B'chay gavus. No, but he's holding it tkab b'shoifal. It's no tkab b'shoifal without baruch aleinu. Mask him. And this is baruch aleinu. It's a broken baruch aleinu. So he can't carry on to say the tkab b'shoifal. His baruch aleinu is a broken one. If we say it's not a broken one, he's only missing the v'sein talumato. So the baruch aleinu is a good stop. On top of it will be a tkab b'shoifal. He will go to Shabbos. He will miss v'sein talumato. If the baruch aleinu is a shvach baruch aleinu, so if the baruch aleinu falls, the tkab b'shoifal falls. He can't finish to say the tkab b'shoifal. There's no building the tkab b'shoifal without the baruch aleinu. I don't know. I'm asking my mitzvah sheni. If he has to finish, he can't stop in the middle of a bracha. He can't stop in the middle of a bracha at Shmoneh Esrei. And maybe because he said the baruch aleinu, he has to go back and say the same time. I never got from a clone poysek lemaisa what to do. There was one mishaila, someone asked me, but I think it's Poshet, the Bocher. He's going back, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael the 3rd of December. And he's arriving in America the 4th of December. We said if you're planning to go before the 4th of December, you're saying Shema Kaleinu. After the 4th of December, you're saying Baruch Aleinu. He's leaving here in the 3rd, but he's arriving in America in the 4th. So it's considered, Lemaisa, he's leaving the Eretz Yisrael before the Tkufa. When he's in the plane already, he's in Eretz Yisrael. But Lemaisa, they're arriving in America will be in the 4th of December. Yeah, I'm sure, but the Gabi Alal of Alochas, he goes to the place that he left. Different Zachen, Kozman, he was not Neuchet, didn't come down to a different place. He's killing the place that he left. So the Shaila is, I'm more noted that he was saying Baruch Aleinu or Bechavdos Nishklo.